Hello, welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfit adventure. And I was told to do intros because my friends are creatures of habit, and they don't know when the podcast starts.
Wait, whoa. What?
I mean, that's fine, right there. What you did right there, that's fine. That's perfectly fine. You don't need to be going around introducing us. I just want to, like, you know, be like, hey guys, like, acknowledge the audience. That's all. You know, don't ignore the audience. Don't try to cuckold the audience by, like, you know, ignoring that they're in the room.
Why did you have to use the word cuckold for that? There was no reason.
Because that's the appropriate. Because that's what you're doing. You're just ignoring them while we're over here doing our thing, and you're ignoring the audience.
Good use of the word.
Yeah.
I think you could have left it as ignore. I don't think you had to throw that in there.
No.
Oh, that's
there's a lot of tension between us and the audience, and if by you just ignoring that, you're cuckolding them.
Yeah, the word adds flavor.
Mm-hmm. It adds a little spice to it. I'd like to see it flavor. Written down.
Do it right now. Type it out. I don't know if you can hear me typing, but I was like just like mashing my keyboard.
So, anyways, are you guys happy with that intro?
I'm not. You also insulted all of us, but
I know, and the audience.
You guys literally have spent 31 episodes insulting me in a way or another.
You spent 31 episodes trying to kill us.
Joe, first of all, how dare you?
How dare you?
Second of all, we have not. We've been nothing but fucking angels here. We have been angels just living in a world where a god is vengeful and sadistic and just overall just trying to kill us.
Yeah, despite all that, we put on shows.
You guys put on amazing shows.
Some say we adverse through all the travesty.
It's kind of like the real world.
I don't want to talk about the real world.
Are you trying to justify your action?
I'm in my fantasy world.
Are you gaslighting us right now?
Your god is a vengeful god.
I think Joe's gaslighting us.
But speaking of shows, Zach, I think Naz had a little bit of a... Everyone, Marcus is not here today. So if you don't hear Snap's wonderful voice, that's why he is not feeling well. But Naz is here, and Naz made some interesting decisions last week.
To be honest, I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not sure if you guys know this or not, but...
Is the audience going to like this?
Last session, I was extremely sleepy.
I knew it.
I remember Albert called it out, and I didn't even want to say anything because I just didn't have the energy. So I was like, he's right. I kind of don't really remember what I did. I remember discussing the contract, right? Or that was like two sessions ago.
That was last session, but also you could have performed, but instead of performing, you walked off stage to ensure that the circus got a critical success.
Oh.
So your personal fame has taken a hit.
Oh, that's okay. I don't need the clout.
Very Naz-like. No.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people would say that's very out of character for Naz, just being selfless like that.
Well, Naz was tired.
He was. He was extremely tired.
Or maybe Naz had character growth. People change, right, Nathan?
No.
People don't change.
No, yeah, people don't change. People just have patterns. But Naz is just extremely tired from discussing the contract. So he just had... He was just drained, and also he had money, so he wasn't tripping.
That's true. He did get paid regardless.
He actually took Akbu's money, so he took Akbu's money, and he didn't have to perform. So I think it's still pretty, like, still right in the character, actually.
All right. Well, we'll see how that plays out. Anna Carmen, you
pays
just
out. What do you mean?
How it all plays out?
Plays out. I thought you said pays out. Like, is it?
Oh yeah.
Like,
no, you got your 10 gold.
No. He said praise out, you know, like.
So let's start it off. Anna Carmen, you just slapped the crap out of the professor.
Slapped
He's on the
shit
ground.
Out of him. Yeah.
What's that?
Slapped him silly.
And Beshi, on the other hand, was starting a little revolt.
I like to call it a coup.
Okay. You know, I released that episode. A circus coup on January 6th. I thought it was perfect.
A coup insinuates there's going to be an assassination. So
no, just a violent uprising.
No, it's just the removal of power.
It's by violent means.
Violent
a military
assassination.
Coup, yeah, but not a coup d'état.
Coup d'état?
It's French sac.
What?
It's up the jugular.
The jugular?
You never heard the word jugular before.
No, I don't get it either.
We all may.
I got it.
Thank you. Chris, I need you to speak up for me more.
Hey, nice. We'll see.
All right. Beshi, you have part of the circus agreeing with you. Beshi, I think you should be in power.
Yes. Well, if that's what the people of the Wayward Wonders want, well then, fuck, dude. I'm like, it sucks every time Anna Carmen speaks. I just pick up on that, and I just like fucking lose my mind.
She hasn't even spoken yet.
No, she said something earlier. She's in my head. She's in my head.
Yeah.
Can't get out of it.
Exactly. Free.
Yeah, that's what the people want from me. Of course, I will always. Rise up to what the people of the mat.
All right, well, I guess that settles it. She goes over Professor and takes off his necklace that had the embroidered circus ring on it and gives it to you. Well, Professor, it seems like your time is done here. We've gone with a new leadership. Thanks for all you did, but it's time we see other things now.
All right. She'll take the necklace, the medallion, and put it around, and then she'll like very coldly look down at the professor, like kind of like it's like very like an icy stare, and just kind of and of course you're always welcome to stick around and help wherever you need to, Professor. But I'm afraid everyone will have to contribute to the camp, and we will. To see where your worth is within this coming week or so. And then she'll walk away.
Damn.
Me and Chris were talking about what the professor was going to do off mic a while ago. And it's a dark scenario for the professor right now. His whole livelihood was just taken away from him.
I mean, if he was any good at it, he would have kept it.
That's facts.
If he didn't violate OSHA, there might not be a violent uprising against him.
Well, I guess the people have spoken. So,
There literally is no reason for you to be speaking right now.
I bet you already walked away.
Get out of here.
I just hope everyone remembers how much I love this circus.
Find a new hobby. Get out of here.
Wait, she just said I could stay.
Get out of my sight.
Oh, okay. Grimlock?
Grimlock is gone, remember? He didn't want to stick around for Anna Carmen's wrath, so he left as soon as the show was over.
Naz?
Naz is not there. But Naz is sleeping. He's chilling. He's got money. Didn't have to perform. He's just relaxing.
I guess I'll go to my cart then. Bye. Tears rolling down his face. All right, guys. You guys have done what you needed to do. You got your gold. You put on an amazing show. The circus is celebrating by the bonfire. Telling stories. Beshi, are you there with the circus, or are you off by yourself now?
Oh, no. No, Beshi is, now that she is now this person of power, she is definitely with the people and celebrating, also, like, getting to know, like, what they need, what they want, what she wants their opinions on stuff, because she's never run a circus before. So she needs to get as much information as possible, because if there's anything about Beshi that you need to learn, is that she is efficient, and she will make profit out of the situation.
He's a hustler.
I will give anyone here an extra hero point if they remember the Featherfall 5's father's name.
Romeo.
Benedetti.
Grimlock.
Zach, you got a guess?
I don't have any.
He's the dude that fell, right? Hurt himself?
Grimlock.
He is the dude that hurt himself.
Yeah.
For some reason, I want to say it's Clint.
Harry.
Clint? Yeah, make it Clint. Who cares? You're in charge, Joe. You make it whatever name you want. You can change it every week if you want.
His name is now Clint.
Clint. Clint Featherfall.
Clayton.
Clayton.
Ooh, Clayton's nice. Okay, it's Clayton.
Clayton.
His name has changed to Clayton. He comes over.
Not Clayton.
He comes over to you, Beshi. Beshi, I have... What?
Nothing.
Go on. Beshi, I have a complaint to file. Is that... Do I talk to you about that?
Oh, yeah. You can always talk to me about these things. Go for it. I'm always listening.
So you may see the scars on my leg right here, and he shows you these hideous burn marks.
Ah, yes. I believe one of your daughters was telling me about that. There was a dreadful accident. Your first show here by Aberton, correct?
Yes. Okay. So that was Grimlock's fault.
That was Grimlock's fault. Okay.
He took away the net just like this, and he also put fire. The fire we knew about. He did not tell us he was going to take the net away.
Hmm.
So I'd like to file a formal complaint.
Okay, well, complaint is filed, and I'm going to be taking note of all of these workplace accidents and make sure you are duly compensated.
You said accident. I don't think it was an accident.
Well, okay, yes, the net being taken away was on purpose, but your fall was an accident. You didn't fall on purpose, correct?
Correct.
So, workplace accidents. But, like I said, you will be duly compensated, and I will talk to Grimlock about our safety, because after the thing that happened today, too, as well, I have some serious concerns for the well-being of our performers.
Okay, and if you could look at the professor's logs, I've filed multiple complaints before.
Oh, I will be going through all of his paperwork with a fine-tooth comb, seeing where all the money's going, seeing ways to help improve our situation. And things will take some time, as most things do, but there will be, I'm here to help. I want to succeed as much as you guys. I want to succeed as much as you guys want to succeed.
And then his little daughter comes up and like gives you a flower.
Thank you.
All right. She takes it.
And they walk away. But the rest of the.
When she walks away out of sight, she just crushes the flower and put it in her pocket.
A few minutes after they leave, Grimlock knocks on Beshi's door.
Oh, well, I mean, she doesn't have a cart yet, but she just has a tent.
And I think they're all by the fire right now.
Yeah. Well, so we can skip. But, I mean, yeah, eventually when like enough time passes, she won't be the last one up, but she'll like leave at a good middling part and return to her tent. She doesn't have a cart yet, but she will be going to get one soon.
And before you leave, the Dwarven brothers give you a huge like a cheers around, so everyone takes a big drink in your name.
Awesome, yeah. She does a big cheers she drinks her drink, but she doesn't drink too much. And then she with like all smiles and like kind of like giving everyone handshakes and like really listening to people's stories, and then she'll walk to her tent. But then like as soon as she's like walks away and like her backs everyone, like that kind of joyfulness is just kind of just disappears off her face, and she's very like straight faced and very just like neutral.
Because you want to go talk to her?
Yeah. So Grimlock shows up, he's like, "Hey Beshi, you have a minute?"
Oh, Brownbrick, yes. Of course. I can always talk to you. Just come inside. What can I do for you?
I want to file a complaint for Clint Featherfall, the dad of the Featherfall Five.
And like she is like she's like sitting down, like kind of like cross-legged in her tent on the floor with like papers all kind of strewn around, and she's writing stuff, and then Bartholomew's like writing stuff and like taking notes for her, and she like looks over at you, and then when you mention Clint, she like ruffles through some papers and pick up one and like. Oh yeah, Clint guy. Yeah, I know. I remember. He holds you responsible for his leg injury. Yeah.
Oh wow! I didn't even know he said that. I just, I wanted to say that I feel like I've seen him drinking too much, and he's off his game. You know, in practice and performance. So we should watch that, because I mean, that one time he hurt himself, but he can hurt himself further. You know.
Yeah, well, like I told him, he even though he blamed you for moving the net, he's the one who did fall and have the accident. If he was if he was on his best shape, he would have fallen. Correct?
Yeah, correct. And the rumor is that they know the spell Featherfall, so they should be fine. I don't know why, he should be okay.
I feel like there is also a rumor that they don't know any magic, but as a magical person myself, I'll scope out and find the roots of these rumors, and I'll see if they actually know magic or not. If they do know magic and he got hurt, then that's just going to be more out of him. But if he doesn't know magic and he still and he got hurt, then well, that might be on you removing the net, Brownbrook. But we'll come to that bridge when we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Yeah?
All right. Sounds good to me. Also, like, I didn't even know you wanted the job, the professor's job.
Well, I just don't like it when incompetent people are in charge. So sometimes the best way to control my own destiny is to be the one steering the wheel.
Got it. That makes sense to me. He was pretty incompetent. I don't know what he's done much since Mirren's death, untimely death, but yeah. Yeah,
that seems to be the kind of what everyone thinks. I have a lot of statements of people just like seeing him just kind of around camp, especially when back when Fidget was around, especially when she and you guys ran around the town. There seems to be a lot of just like moaning and groaning, a lot of seclusion in his own cart. I would not be very surprised if I see some very weird, deviant stuff in there. But, you know, like I said, that's something for tomorrow. Is there anything else, Grimlock? Anything else you need? And for me, actually?
I just wanted to ask about Naz's contract. It seems like he's getting paid an obscene amount of money and he's not performing. And that was the professor's idea. I'm just confused.
I will have no contract with anyone. Everyone will do their work and get their fair pay. And especially with what Naz pulled on tonight, I don't know if I can trust him with any sort of responsibility anyway. So don't worry. I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to. I'm not going to try to take the money he earned tonight because I just feel like that'll cause a lot of friction. And honestly, I don't, and I really do not like being around that goblin. Were you eavesdropping on my conversation with Brownbrook here?
I heard my name mentioned.
Everyone talks about your name, how your shite performance tonight. I don't. Everyone's talking about you. I don't know what else you want.
I did a selfless act for everybody else.
No, you did a selfish act by earning free coin for yourself without doing anything.
Who are you now?
I'm in charge. You see the medallion? You see the necklace? It's mine. I'm in charge.
This shit. Why? Explain to me why you're in charge.
Why? Because everyone else in the circus did not trust the professor, and now I'm here to make things right and earn us real profit. If you want to make money, Naz, I will make you money, but you gotta fall in line.
I totally agree, because fuck that professor. But we'll see where this goes.
I would suggest, though, if you really want to be a performer and not a backup clown, that you should, like, make an act for yourself.
I suggest that you leave me the fuck alone.
Well, there's no problem with that, but as long as you're still a backup clown, you will not be on center stage again.
Will I get paid?
You will be paid for being a backup clown, but you'll not be on center stage again. There you go. I'll leave you alone. Now, please, I have lots of work to do.
Naz out.
All right, bye, Naz. One last thing. Snap was really got really sad from his performance. Since he did so bad. He looks like he's not coming out of his cart for this whole episode. Just FYI, just wanted to throw it out there.
Yeah, no, that was the saddest bear I've ever seen in my life. Walk out of that tent. So I think I'll leave Snap alone for a little bit. Maybe, but we will definitely have to deal with that. And Brownbrook, we do have to talk about this other concern.
Which one?
Is Anna Carmen part of the circus?
No, that's great. You know, I'm glad we're talking about this. Really, I'm just confused why he's still here. I'm confused. I mean,
she's a great asset, and like she did a great acrobatic performance. But we already have acrobats.
Lovely person.
But we already have acrobats. We can't have two acrobats.
We have too many people. Too many performers. Last time. I don't know.
I don't know. I hear you lost some magician lady. You lost some other people. I think it's just the magician lady that ran away. But we need to find some kind of official capacity for Anna Carmen to be here. If she wants to be a performer, great. But if she doesn't want to perform, I feel like she was put on the spot, so she did that.
We should ask her. The security. We don't have a security anymore because the unfortunate demise of Akbu.
Now he was that statue out there, right?
That's a person. It's not just a statue. It's a person.
He was a real person. Oh, wow. That's That's really macabre, isn't it?
Yeah, he doesn't have a...
I kind of like it, though. That's kind of like my jam. Okay. Now I remember the other thing. There is that whole thing with the druid that you guys talked to, right? I don't remember if I was in that conversation or not, but the druid and the towers and the lizard people things.
Yeah, apparently they smell.
Yeah. That's what I saw. So did you guys... Is this part of your gig, like your circus during the day and at night, you're a marauding adventurers? Is this to get more profit or spread the name of the circus more? Or what? It's just you just like happened to come across the homestead of those druids and you just cleared it all out? I remember I woke up in the middle of all of that. So I don't really, I'm not quite sure on the details of why you were there in the first place.
I've been awake this whole time, and I've been here. I don't know either. I feel like it just kind of brushed upon us, and we just, you know, we're not really good at saying no, so it just happened. There's some guilt about some things that happened in the town, maybe, among some of us, not talked about. Anytime we could make an extra, you know, a coin or something, or spread the news about our circus, that's a good thing, too.
Okay, sounds good. I'll ponder it. I feel like I need to get things structured here first before I go off adventuring with you guys to the tower thing. So maybe we just sit on it for a few days while I get things settled here. I also need to find someone who's going to be my eyes and ears around this place while I'm not here, because I feel like if we're going to be doing this whole tower thing, I'm not going to be at the campsite that much. I don't need the professor trying to stir up wild minds or something like that.
Naz comes back in.
Yeah, you know what? Yes, Naz.
You know what I was just thinking?
Yes, please.
I think I want to help market this circus so we can make more money.
Perfect.
So I'm going to take it upon myself to be the marketing team.
Wow.
Okay. / PR.
Okay. That would actually be really helpful as we move on. Because I feel like the campsite will be moving from the Aberton soon, so that will be great if you want to do that. And I will just write this up right now. And she's like, and takes up your paper and some charcoal and like starts writing it, you know, kind of like a contract for you, like a new contract. You know, as long as you are promoting and giving us a PR coverage and really take good care of the name of the Circus of Wayward Wonders. You can also be asked for funds for advertisement. And also, I think it'd be fair to say that because you're doing a lot of the legwork for the circus, that you can take on any commissions that you like.
Fucking great.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, I just had that as a thought. I'll be signing this contract. I take the paper that you...
She keeps it and like, I'm going to hold on to this until we see some actual promotion. And once I see that you are actually capable of such a thing, then I will be good on my name to give you this contract and we can work out a wage.
We'll think about this. But first things first, we need some flyers.
All right, well, take whatever papers you need and take whatever product, whatever paints or whatever you need and just have at it. I trust that you know how to read and write and to spell. You have a basic vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, go have at it, Naz.
All right. Fucking great. Perfect. This is going to be it. This is a match in heaven. Naz walks out.
That's pretty much it for me. Yep. Should get going.
Okay. Well, good night, Brown Brick, and we will. We have lots of work to do in the morning.
Okay, sounds good. Good night,
Grimlock. You're a twisted son of a bitch. You know that?
Whoa!
What do you mean?
Whoa!
You just put out in the atmosphere that Clayton is a drunk for no reason.
I don't know how a professional falls in the circus.
Exactly. You never said he wasn't. So we can make whatever we want. We can make whatever rules we want over here.
Yeah, Grimlock's seen him. You know, drink here and there.
All right. I'll remember this.
You should. It's your job. All right. Yeah. So I think it's the end of the day, Joe. We wake up to a brand new morning, brand new leadership.
Sorry about that. Yeah, the night goes over. Nothing else happens unless Anna Carmen wants us to have her talk with Beshi.
Yeah, I guess I could.
I didn't. You don't have to. It's okay.
You know what? Put it on pause.
Oh. All
right. So the night goes on. You guys wake up. It's a brand new day. And what would you guys like to do? You guys have a circus to tend to. You got to find a new place to go to. Because two circuses is enough, basically, for this town.
Naz is brewing up some marketing material.
All right.
So, yeah, I'm training.
Yeah, so Beshi will obviously, she will take all of her documents, everything, put it out on a table that's, like, outside, and, like, you know, start to work kind of, like, in the view of everyone and, like, kind of thing. And, like, she's gonna open the door to the professor's cart. Is he in there?
First, I was tempted.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, God.
He's sleeping. It's pitch black in the tent. There's no movement. His curtains are all shut, and he's just sleeping with a bottle next to him.
All right, well, she casts light and just starts rummaging through his cart for like a map, documents, just everything anything pertaining to the actual circus.
You find all of the complaint file, maps of nearby cities, like the next route they were going to take.
Also, I'm gonna roll for perception if I find anything spicy. Like maybe an extra stash of gold, or maybe something that like could actually be useful. Who knows what it could be? Only Joe knows. Excuse me, as I pull up my character sheet because it has not been pulled up at all yet. Perception, yeah. I said perception, but is that what?
Yeah, you did.
20. That would be a 26, ladies and gentlemen.
You would roll a natural 19 during this. All right. You find in the professor's cart, as he's mumbling to himself, dead asleep, a little bag of 3 gold and a white powder substance.
Can I roll something to recognize the white powder?
Alchemy?
I don't have alchemy. I'll take it and I'll ask Grimlock to examine it for me. And I take 2 of the gold pieces.
All right.
I like that you didn't take all of it, just two.
Well, I mean, he's gonna need funds. He's gonna need funds to get the fuck out of town when I kick him out of here. So that's it. Just the 3 gold and the white candy, the nose candy.
Yep.
All right. Well, I take everything else. I take all the documents, everything. Put it on a table on the outside, using the rocks to keep it all in place, and I just start going through everything. And then eventually, when I see Grimlock, I'll ask him to identify the white powder.
Yeah, let me take a look at that thing.
So how do I?
I got a 28 total, 16 plus 12.
You recognize this as what's it called? Condensed version of cat. QAT.
Whoa. That's what they're calling it, huh?
It was initially used by the Quadrian soldiers and warriors going into battle as a stimulant and euphoria.
Oh my God. We got drugs, ladies and gentlemen. We got drugs.
Who dares put drugs in my RPG?
Who puts drugs in these? It became popular among civilian quadrants in diverse social stratospheres.
Oh shit.
This is like... usually they it's used as a it's cat leaves, but this seems to be a very fine condensed version of it.
This is fucking cocaine. This is what it is.
Users experiences with cat vary from energetic, euphoric, talkative, and alert to experiencing depression, hallucination, depending on the quality and type of the leaves.
Well, you
and
can hallucinate on this?
This is the prime shit.
Oh my God. Wait, is the professor slanging this shit?
No, there wasn't. There was a very small amount. So, like, if he was like pushing it, then like he would have like a fucking package of it.
Maybe this isn't their fucking their actual supply.
Now my question is, where did he get it from?
Exactly. We have this fucking coked up fucking professor running shit.
No wonder nothing made sense.
Jesus Christ, man.
Actually, with that high of a crafting check, Chris, you would know that there's actually a pretty good supply of it in Escadar, which is a city nearby.
Yeah, like I put my pinky in it and I taste a little bit on my gums. My I'm just like, it's what I thought it was. This is from Escadar. Some good stuff.
This is that good shit.
It's just pure. Not with flour or anything.
Jesus Christ, man. Like, oh my god. Yeah,
Bishy, it's probably what you thought it was. It's cat.
It's well, cat. This is a classic booger sugar.
I was afraid that's, well, fuck. Fuck! She's like, kind of like, let's have that loud fuck. It's just like, well.
Yeah, I don't know what to do. It's not really my thing.
I know.
I probably wouldn't keep it near Naz. That's for sure.
No, she'll pocket it to destroy later. All right. Well, she doesn't know what to do with this new information at the moment right now. So she's just gonna fucking come back to work. Can I see a map, Joe? Can I pick our next destination? Or is that not for me to do right now?
Real quick though.
Oh.
Where do you guys have this conversation? Is it a private conversation? Is it?
No, it wasn't private. It was out in the open. But it was probably like in hushed tones. You know.
All right. Can I see if I hear what they're talking about, Joe? Maybe perception.
Yeah, give me perception.
Oh
shit!
He's hiding every word.
I heard every fucking word.
You rolled a natural 20, everyone.
I heard. And they just grabbed a little bit from it, right? Not the whole thing from the cart?
No, right, what? Wait, whoa, whoa, no, what do you mean? I grabbed the whole package.
He grabbed a whole package of it.
Okay. It's a small amount, right, Joe?
It's a small amount. It's about two hits.
Whoa. Shit, Joe.
Two bumps? You mean two bumps?
Two bumps?
Two bumps, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Who's got a key? Anybody got a key?
Just enough for your pinky nail.
All right, cool. So I hear everything. All right. That knowledge is just going to be in the back of my head.
Yeah. Also, Joe, just a quick thing. Can you please change my icon?
Oh, damn. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Thought he did.
No.
I did, but I didn't do it in this map. I have to get rid of that icon. There you go. You have control?
There I am. Yeah.
Cool.
Okay. Just so the audience knows, when I was using Fidget, I had a very cheerful looking gnome. And now that Beshi's around, I changed it to a much dour, darker version of the character. So it's just.
She's in a hood. Ooh.
She got purple fire. okay. So, yeah, Joe, what's the next step for us as a circus? Do I need to pick a destination?
You could. The maps nearby have a couple cities listed. There's Absalon, which is like the biggest city on the damn islands.
Probably don't want to go there. Well, actually, Joseph, I just wanted to ask you as DM, what is the next course of action for the party? Do you want to do all this city, this circus playing stuff like behind the scenes and we just come up with it and move on? Or like, I just want to know which, because I don't know what you're ready for. I don't want to like derail you.
Honestly, I'm ready for you guys to move on to the next quest.
Which is the towers?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll say that we're doing all this planning and we'll come back to this at a later date, kind of like a small time skip, you know?
Yeah. Naz, what's up?
I had a whole pretty big elaborate plan for the marketing.
You can still do it.
You can still do it, yeah.
We
can do parts of this at least. Yeah. Beshi, you see... in a big red circle, Escadar with a star next to it.
Okay. Is there anything else along the way for that? Or is it just Escadar?
It's just Escadar. You might get the fact that the professor's stash is running well.
He's planning our business over his addiction.
On his drug use. Okay. So there's Absalon and Escadar. Perfect. What else is there? Or is that it?
That's all that he has circled on it.
So... you're telling me as DM that there's only two choices, basically. Well, one choice, basically. Because
you don't want to go to Absalom?
I don't want to. That's finale. That's big time city. I'm not. We're not already there. We're still small time. We're still small time. You know.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Give
me a second. Joe wants to end the campaign sooner than later.
I know.
Well, there's no, I know there's like a. I know there's like there's probably like a progression to this. I just don't want to like. I kind of want to go in like I guess the correct order kind of thing. I don't want to like push things around because I'm also assuming in the book it's there's a contingency for cooing the professor.
Spoiler alerts, there's not.
Exactly. So like, you know, we're all in new territory here where I get to make the decisions and not.
I'm on board.
And this happened.
So yeah.
There is a town called Willowside.
Joe, we'll just go to Escadar. we'll just go there. We'll go wherever is next. Okay. I'm not gonna push. I'm not gonna push for anything weird. I was just curious. I didn't know
in the sea, it just like lost. It's like, oh shit.
He had to pull up the book and go to the index where there's just like pictures. It's like map of the island, map of the island.
Yeah, Joe's drowning in lore right now.
There's okay. So much lore.
It's like,
okay, all right. So
Escadar.
Yeah, so Beshi will like start to like tell everyone, hey, we're gonna pack up. We're gonna get a fresh start. Let's all start packing up these carts and everything is packed down the tent. We're going to Escadar. We're leaving as soon as possible, as long as it takes for everyone to be set and ready to go. I don't know how long it takes for a tent to come down. Probably like a day's work.
Yeah, it's like a day's work.
We'll probably leave tomorrow. Yeah, cool. We'll leave tomorrow bright and early. Make it to Escadar. How far away is Escadar?
It's a good question.
Random question. Are there any other competing circuses now, or did we kill them?
We killed three members of a circus, but we didn't kill the circus.
Two members of the circus.
Should we kill the circuses entirely?
Well, no. They attacked us first. They were being super antagonistic. Also, by the way, hey Grimlock, how's that robot coming?
It's going good. I'm looking.
Been 2 weeks.
Yeah. He's a...
Shit.
You guys beat it up pretty well, and then he's taking some time to fixing it. I'm just trying to get it to learn how to help out in the circus.
Deadlines, Grimlock.
It's not like deadline. I'm just like wondering if him and Joe talked about it and like how much time it would take to fix it and like if he's been like rolling crafting checks or whatever. I don't know.
No rolls yet.
No rolls.
And we've been spitting ideas. But
Joe, where's these rolls at?
I mean, let's just say it's still in the works.
Oh, it's in the works. Okay. All right. I'll trust Brownbrook. He'll let me know when the robot's ready.
Okay. So Escadar is probably about a 3-day journey.
Okay. And I'm assuming there's a tower on the way to Escadar.
Well, there's a tower that's near this place.
Oh, okay.
Remember, that's the tower that the druid told you about in the beginning.
Oh, okay.
Why don't they fix the circus while we go to the tower?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But I need to find someone who's loyal to me. I'm going to talk to the axe throwing brothers.
There's no axe throwing brothers.
The dwarven brothers. Dwarven throwers. I'm sorry. They throw each other, right? That's their whole thing? The dwarven throwers? Yeah, they throw each other. Okay, I'm going to talk to them.
Bali's kind of like the leader of them.
Hold on. I wrote down their names down. I wrote their name. Good names down.
Bali, Dwali, and Phil.
Bali, Dwali, and Phil. Okay. Well, she'll approach to, you said Dwali is in charge?
Bali.
Bali's in charge. All right. Hey guys. Bali.
Yep. What's up?
It's Beshi. Please remember.
My bad.
It's fine.
My bad.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I know some people are still not used to it, and it's perfectly fine. Just like to remind you. So you heard me say the order to pack up, right? And we're moving on, correct?
Yeah, we're starting our thing right now.
Perfect. Okay. I have to leave with Brownbrick. Naz and Snap and our new friend and a Carmen. I trust you and your brothers. I trust the most. You had my back when I wanted to, you know, really make some change. And you stood up with me. You had my back with that. And I really want to reward that. But I'm just afraid that if I'm gone and not around, that the professor might do some sneaky stuff.
No, yeah, I get that.
Okay.
Sneaky Link.
Yeah. So while I'm not around, I would like you and your brothers to kind of keep an eye out for anything around the camp, and just make sure he doesn't do anything, you know, sneaky or suspicious or whatnot. We'll be back soon. I don't know how long we'll be gone, but we will definitely catch up to you. I definitely want this camp to leave. If I'm not back by tomorrow, I still want you guys to leave. We know where we're going. We'll catch up with you. We won't be gone that long.
We're going to Escadar, right?
Correct.
All right. You know it's at Escadar.
I don't, but I'm going. I don't know if I like the sound of that. But they got good pies. I love a good pie. Are savory or sweet?
Oh, it's sweet, but then they give you a savory one after.
That's a lot of pie.
Yeah, it's nice.
Okay, well, I can't wait to try some Escadar pie.
Okay, well, you know what, Veshi? So I'm just gonna have Dwali sit outside the professor's cart. Make sure he doesn't leave. We'll just feed him. He's kind of a jackass.
Okay. I'm also only telling you this. I will not be opposed if he does not come with us to Escadar. And I will just say you have a good day, and I will be back. And hopefully, I will have some more money with us on my return. So,
Beshi, you want to see our new act?
I would love to see it.
He ushers you around the cart, and they have a target, they've made a target thing, and they've been throwing axes at it.
Now that I like, you know, people always love a little bit of element of danger in their shows, right?
So we get it. If the professor isn't there, we understand.
Sounds great. All right, I will let you.
You have our axe,
and you have my magic and my coin. I will see you again. And then she leaves.
Did you just hire an assassin?
Who you talking? Is that Grimlock or is that
no? This is Chris asking Nate.
I guess. I said I wouldn't be opposed if he wasn't there. I didn't tell him to kill him. I wouldn't mind if they just like threw him out of the cart so then I could use his cart and get it cleaned, you know. But I mean, if they're going to kill him, I mean, that's just that might. Hey, you know, that just might be tying up loose ends.
All right.
So she'll gather up Brown Brick, Anna Carmen, Naz. She'll tell Snap what's the plan, and if he decides to join us, he can't join us. But yeah, she'll gather up the others.
What you could do is tell Bali to inform Snap where you're going.
No, I'll just go and like talk to him through his hand and then leave him alone, you know.
Okay.
Let him decide.
Is he still upset about the circus?
He's either upset or he's eating or he's doing whatever. Snap does his own thing. He's an independent 5-year-old. I let him do his own thing.
All right. So you guys go ahead. You start your adventure down to the tower. As the back of you, you see the circus is moving. Things are being torn down. They're picking up trash around. Everyone seems to be in a much more livelier mood.
Cool, great. As best she's walking, she's just be like, okay, so here's the thing. I know we didn't sign up for this, but I just want to check out this whole tower thing that crazy druid man was rambling about. And I would like you three to come with me and Snap eventually whenever he decides to join us. On top of Snowflake, he can be pretty fast, so I have there's no problem with him not catching up with us. But you know, I want to like you know let you in on my plan. I just think that like we could earn a lot of stuff in this tower, especially if there's like if it's old magic. There might be. I'm pretty familiar with a lot of old magic and a lot of religious magic stuff. So like we could potentially earn a lot of profit off of this.
Yeah, that works for me. You know, let me go get my axe and you know some stuff I've been cooking up, and we could get going.
Anna Carmen, do you still wish to travel with us and accompany us?
Yes. Looks like it. The stars have aligned in that position. I must go with you.
Oh, so sounds good. You like to stargaze, yeah? A big fan of astronomy? Like to peer into the night sky and decide your fate on where those end up?
You could say that.
I mean, I just did say that, but okay. Yeah. All right. Sounds good. Great. On board. Naz, are you still on board with us? Earn a little bit extra money?
Yes. Any money, great. I'm there.
Great. And I would love to hear about your whole plans for marketing while we get to Escadar. We'll need it because we'll be a bunch of new, fresh faces out there.
Oh, I got some ideas.
Great. I am excited as I could be about that. Well, wonderful. I think we got a good thing going, and as long as we're all set, we'll head off to the tower and hopefully deal with this in a timely fashion.
So you guys are off on your adventure. It takes about a day to get to the tower. Mm-hmm. You can constantly see it. As soon as you leave the city, basically, you can see.
Have we always been able to see it? But it's just like
it's basically been in the background, yeah. And it's just it's just a thing that's there. It's like the mountains, like you know it's there. You can kind of see them.
You know it's there. Okay.
The mountains, you know they're there.
The closer you get to it, you guys can start to make out a little bit of the details. It is a pyramidal structure. Did I say that right? It's like a pyramid.
Pyramid-like, yeah, sure.
Yeah. With steep sides and a flat summit. And you can see it, tell, you guys are like a mile off by now, but you can tell it's made of mud and brick. But instead of being like, you'd be able to tell it's made of mud and brick from here. And you can see that there is an orb about 3 feet in diameter that's glowing yellow that constantly circles the top of it.
Oh my God.
You guys are like in a forest kind of searching. What do you guys want to be doing? You can be exploring. You can be talking. It's up to you. It's going to decide like the marching order, basically.
Well, Beshi's definitely not in the front. That's for sure.
So, yeah. So there's stealth. There's exploring. It's up to you guys.
Well, seeing as how the druid man warned us of lizard people that smell really bad, Beshi would probably ask Naz to look ahead, like scout ahead, because he's stealthy. So I think like Beshi would recommend a stealth approach. But I mean, if anyone else has any other objections to that.
No, that works. Grimlock stuffing cloth up his nose.
Up his nose. They're not even a word of math. It's up his nose. It's like tissues.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be nasally Grimlock now.
Okay, that's fine.
Sucker.
All right, Naz, go ahead and give me a stealth roll then. If you agree to this, you don't have to agree.
No, I agree to it. Makes sense. I approve of this logical approach. What?
Oof. Oofa doofa. Fuck.
Hero point.
Hey, that's better.
At first, I rolled a 12. Then I did a hero point, as you heard. And then now I rolled a 18.
So, as you guys are approaching the tower, you, Naz, begin to hear grunting. And
what does it sound like?
Okay. But that's in the distance.
Okay.
But you actually do start to pick up on a tiny smell.
Does it smell good?
Does not.
To me?
No, even to you. Doesn't smell good.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, it's that bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
But you can see in the distance as you start to move up a little bit, inch by inch, four lizard-like things in the distance. And two of them are holding ropes and dragging a slain boar. And there is another lizard-like creature that's standing in front. It seems to be the leader that's, like, barking orders. You go over there. Bring it. Bring it to me.
I relay this information to the gang.
So there's, like, three, and then there's, like, three small ones and one big one kind of thing-ish?
Four. Four and one.
And four small ones
and one. They just killed the boar? Or are they just transporting the boar?
The boar is dead, but they're dragging it along.
No, so it's their food. They caught food. Well, are they do? So do you think these are the things that druid man was warning us about?
Sounds like it. Is there a way around them, or do we have to go through them?
That's a great DM
art. Is there a way through them, or is it pretty much? Are they kind of blocking our entrance?
They're kind of blocking the way there.
So they're like Snorlax.
We have to deal with it.
You also, you guys are somewhat close now, so you guys can see that they're starting to spread out.
Oh, gotta zoom out. No, it's all black, Joe.
It's all black?
It's all black.
Yep.
All black.
Better?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
They're so far out.
I thought there'd be more trees.
Oh my gosh.
It's a pretty open like meadow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why like they're if you leave that little brush, you're gonna be seen.
Those guys are they don't look very nice.
So they actually, now that you're here.
Whoa.
It's got a nasty ass okay. mouth.
They're like pale to the listeners. They're like pale, slimy looking reptilian
velociraptors.
Velociraptor monsters that are holding weapons and wearing no armor.
And loincloths.
Loincloths. They look real mean.
One has two knives and another, and the others have a club.
So the club ones are the smaller ones. Oh. They're both, all of them are about 5'3". The one that's leading is closer to 5'5". So he's just barely taller.
Yeah, they look pretty nasty. And they smell a lot. Even through this cloth in my nose.
Yeah, their stench is pretty bad. Oof.
All right, well, what's the game plan? Do we just,
I guess we have to deal with them. So, I mean, we could try to pick them up. I mean, I could throw some spells at them and then it's like, you know, wait for them to like come at us and we go on a more defensive approach. Cause I feel like in this wide open area, it's not going to benefit us at all.
Looks like they're leaving. I don't know.
They're doing something.
I hear something.
We're whispering. How dare you?
And we're like 50 feet away. More.
Look at this.
Oh.
You're 85 feet away. How can they? Do they got super hearing? Do they have 100 plus hearing radius, Joe?
Oh, it was the southern boar. Kill it. What? They kill another boar.
We should stop them before they kill the boars.
We're going to kill all the boars here.
Extinction. Okay, it's a real bad extinction.
All right. Well, Grimlock puts his weapon. He turns his weapon in the hammer mode so he could one hand it with a shield.
Yeah. There you go. One handed hammer.
And I guess this is it. Then let's go. I guess.
All right. Let's get out of here.
And then Grimlock steps out of the tree line and says,
"Oh God,
hey you all, no more killing those boars."
Hey y'all, thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you, tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.